time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast. And there's nothing like a Crown forklift for picking it up and putting it down. Check them out at crown.com or call 131 604. No risk, no worries. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Yes, Molloy is back after 2 weeks. Great to be back, and it's been a massive weekend in sport.
Sano Chilaro will be in to talk us through the Euros, Italy, the jubilation, England, the despair of last night's Euro. Nearly Meadows also will swing by to talk us through everything else.
Nearly's always across sport as well, so yeah, well, a big show.
Well,
what else?
There's a great Wimbledon result there for
our party
Oscars,
party celebrating all weekend.
It's underway, don't you worry about that. Merrick Watts will be coming to us live from lockdown in Sydney, which is really getting serious now.
Yeah.
So everyone needs to do the right thing there. We're going to take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We've got so much to get through. We've got the song Whisperer.
Yes.
We'll have a teammate. I need to get up to speed.
Okay.
So much to get through.
Jam-packed, some might say. Let's get into a big Monday, Molloy, thanks to Crown Forklift.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
And let's join from our Sydney, well, I was going to say Sydney studios, but no, not in the studios, not allowed, but he's in Sydney. It's Merrick Watts.
G'day, Merrick. How are you?
Oh, boy, it's great to be here. Mick, happy birthday first and foremost.
Thank you very much. I'd love spending my birthday in airport lounges, trying to break Booney's record before you even get on the flight, which is... Which is a nice. Now you're coming to us from home today because you're in Sydney. You're locked down. Just to bring people up to speed, 112 new cases confirmed today. The first death, a 9-year-old woman. It's a serious business up there. So much so that you can't even leave the house as we speak. We've all at different points around the country experienced this. Yeah. What's it like, Mez? How are you coping? And what's the vibe like around there?
First of all, Mick, you've always got to remain positive in these situations. And I try to find the positives straight away. And one of them is, you know, 112 cases. We can do better. We can get that to 240. You know, this is Sydney. We're the largest city in the country. What are we doing? Sitting on our hands.
That's right. Get cracking.
To talk about disappointment, I mean, I live in Maroubra, the stabbiest area of Sydney. And to be honest, there's been no cases here recently, and I start to feel like we're not pulling our weight. I start to feel like, you know, maybe we're relying too much on southwestern Sydney getting them to do all the heavy lifting, and I don't think that's fair.
I mean, a stabbing is a pass out in Maroubra, isn't it, when you go to a venue, if you just go,
it's a greeting. And with all the social distancing, I won't lie, with all the social distancing, stabbing has gone down.
It's gone down. It's hard to stab from a metre and a half.
Well, that's interesting. But again, Mick, it's about adaptability. Last week, literally, at the end of my street, there was a shooting. Now, that is following protocols. They say 1.5 metres. Somebody says, no worries, I'll shoot him. So they shot him instead.
Adapt
not
and overcome.
Even joking. That's it. Just go, okay, you know what? We can't stab. This is a no stabbing era. No problem. Shoot him.
Now, Miss, describe your luxurious surrounds to me. We've got you on Zoom, of course.
We can see you.
Because you can't come into the studios. You're locked down.
Oh, wow.
And it's what I can only describe as a kind of serial killer apartment. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm in what is looks like it's somewhere in Sarajevo in the 90s because I'm in an unrenovated kitchen because we thought we're going to get our kitchen renovated and we just waited till there was a lockdown. We thought, let's make this easy for ourselves. Let's do it when there's a lockdown. So what's happened now is that we are halfway through a kitchen renovation. And you can see some of the work that I've been trying to do because I'm really good on the tools, you know.
Well.
And it is actually a pretty dire situation. But, you know, what's interesting is that tradespeople can still come to your house. They're essential workers. So all the traders have been in. But I've been in lockdown now for just over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's got so sad, as many people would know with lockdown, that you're just hanging for human contact that's not your family.
Yeah.
just anyone who comes to your house and is allowed to come to your house that is not an immediate member of your family is like catching. So the guy rolls up today and he goes, oh, hello, Merrick, I'm from Freedom. And I just went, And I started crying. Just come in, mate.
It's got bear hugs written all over it.
He's from freedom. Not only does he have freedom, he's from there.
I love it. You've done some reality TV and you've done the SAS. Yeah. Could you be on the block? Like, how good are you on the tools?
Yeah, pretty good on the tools. But I have noticed that, like, because I'm stuck in lockdown and I'm bored out of my mind, and I want to be helpful. I'm trying to help the tradespeople as they come around, and they literally did say to me, "Merrick, stop helping," because I'm like when your 6-year-old kid says, "Dad, I'll help you fix that glass window with this hammer." I'm doing more damage. All this stuff. This is actually post the renovations. This is just me doing my own.
That's you going mad after too long in lockdown. Look, he's done. He's gone bonkers. Hey, hang around, Mez. There's much more to talk about, including possibly the cutest dog I've ever seen.
Man, wait for this.
Hey, a new arrival in the Watts household. Back with Merrick and more after this.
It's Malloy on Triple M.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
And we're joined in from his renovation home.
He's coming live from the Joseph Fritzl room his own house at the moment, under renovation. It's fair to say it's your home and it's the new home. Describe this dog to me that you have just purchased.
Once again, always thinking ahead, the Watts household. We got a dog pre-COVID lockdown. Yeah, that's right. It's not a COVID puppy. It's a pre-COVID puppy. We're not idiots. We got it exactly 2 weeks before lockdown, and it's a Great Dane pup because what we wanted was a dog that could also act as a total nightmare, and we have nailed it.
You needed a dog that could eat your own body weight in food every day.
Mick, this thing is seriously put on twice its body weight in 4 weeks. I think it came in at around about 9 kilos. It's now too big for the kids to pick up. And we're starting to think, like, I'm starting to go, hang on a second. What's the return date on this label? This is a trial, surely.
I'm going to just take a stab at it. If you've got a Great Dane, it has to be called Duke. Is it Duke?
It's actually called Django. And it's named after Jango Fett, one of the characters, a bounty hunter in Star Wars.
Okay. All right. Well,
guess who named the dog? I mean, I've got two children. Guess which one named it? I did.
I love it. And when's his first fight? When will you take him to the fights? Is that coming up?
Here's the thing, right? Is it's a Great Dane, so it looks formidable, but really they're pretty piss weak. Not unlike myself, right? they're a gigantic marshmallow of a dog. But here's the options too, and I don't know how you blokes think about this, but seriously, can we have a moratorium that the Cavoodle is the worst dog ever invented by God or man?
So what's the Cavoodle? Talk me through that.
Exactly. I don't know.
It's a Cavalier poodle, I believe.
A Cavalier King Charles poodle. Yeah, Neither of those people wanted to be in that forced marriage.
That's a horrific collaboration.
Seriously, the only person that's missing out of that relationship is Tom Cruise. It just does not add up.
As a dog owner, though, Mez, because I take Marty, he's a moodle, so he's almost in
What's a moodle?
Oh, that's a Maltese poodle.
No, it's a poodle with a mistake in the front of it. It's a moodle.
Anyway, when we take him for a walk, they're only little poos. It's like cat poos. So seriously, you take him for a walk, and it's a little bag, but I can imagine a Great Dane. That's quite the scoop.
He's laying some cable.
When we take the dog for a walk and we have to do the poop scoop, I just drag a wheelie bin behind it. And as soon as it starts to back out, I just flip the lid, slide it under there, done. I don't have to touch anything with my hands. I'm not a Cavoodle owner. I'm not a moron.
Not a Cavoodle owner. What about a Shih Tzu?
Oh, yeah.
Guys, do you know what a Shih Tzu is?
What's a Shih Tzu, Nick?
It's a zoo without any animals. Bang!
This is how much I'm in lockdown. I love that joke.
Oh, man. I never pass up an opportunity to get that one off. Mez, you are now a Barossa master. Explain, please.
I just recently, before lockdown, I returned on the first day of lockdown, because I time everything brilliantly.
Yes.
I was over in the Barossa Valley, and I completed several courses there, and one of them was a Barossa Master, which is basically now means that because I'm a Barossa Master, yeah. I can open up my own Josef Fritzl-style dungeon anywhere in the Barossa. I can wear a leather mask wherever I please.
Wow.
I can do whatever I like.
Well done.
A master, so you take a test. Is it a written or is it a blind taster? What yeah. do you do?
It's a bit of an exam. Yeah, some tasting involved over there. I did to do an AWAC course, which is like an advanced wine course. And then I did an exam on Barossa wines and the regions. I had to know everything, even including the soils. I had to know the different types of soil stuff. I ended up just making it up. I seriously got to the point where I just said, not concrete. And I was right. So you can't grow vines in concrete. Merrick's a winner. Get him out of here.
It just feels to me that your nose isn't red enough to be a true Barossa master. I think that's when, it, you know, when years and years of red wine drinking is what's required. Hey, it's anything to plug? You got nothing to plug, have you? You're not allowed to do anything.
Wow. Oh, God. Yeah,
I've
got some gigs. I'd like to plug the gig that I'm doing in 2022, which is called Leaving My House.
Well, we look forward to that date. There'll be a marching band, and we'll welcome you back into open society. Good on you, Mez.
Well done, Mez.
Thank you very much for having me. No, seriously, don't leave me here. Don't leave me. Just stay on the line. Like, even if you have to go to a song, just talk
all
to
right,
me.
Okay, we'll just leave you up all show.
Yeah, that's
okay?
it.
You can just chime.
Dave, call me after the show.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Coming up a little later in the show, Santo Chilaro. He's going to join us, talk Euros as well.
Yeah, sure. I've been away. Feels like we need to catch up with everyone. Maybe time for it.
Attention, all Malloy staff. Time for an urgent team meeting. Head into the studio now. Mickey needs you.
Yeah. Okay, firstly, James, I need to check in with you. You want to come on and defend the what?
Yeah, the Cavoodle. I'm just a little bit miffed that Merrick went so hard on the Cavoodle. As a proud owner of two,
oh my God.
One has since passed.
Oh. Well, then you're not the proud owner of two, are you? Proud owner of one.
Yeah, but I've had
one alive and one that's dead.
Yeah, yeah. Like they're
what
on
happened?
The books.
How'd it pass?
It was quite sad. It was cancer in the end.
Oh, so. All right. Real flattener okay. for a Monday.
Where did you think it was going to go? It's a dog.
Dogs could get cancer.
Quite common.
Up in the head. So,
wouldn't you just put a bucket on it? Just put a bucket on the head. A radiation bucket. I don't know. Now, listen, when we left you or last saw you were leaving your girlfriend, Lucy, in the lurch. What has happened?
Okay.
I heard there has been a development. She's moved out?
She's moved out.
Where to?
Out into a brand new suburb in Melbourne, Hawthorne, for
and
her.
And are you moving in with her?
Yeah. Not at the moment. There's been some sleepovers, but, you know, I'm more of a visitor rather than a resident.
What are you? I've got 9-year-old twin boys. They have sleepovers.
Yeah, good point.
Okay.
You're 25.
Happy birthday, Fred and Lenny, for the day before yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, boys.
Yeah. Who thought they'd make it to 9? Possibly not 10. sleepovers, yes. So you've got visiting rights.
Yeah,
right?
I do need to use a QR check-in to go into her building at the moment because I'm not a resident. So I'm doing that.
And how's her new apartment? Has it got a smell or anything? Because we know when you minded Jay's.
Yeah, it was a bit.
Because you started one of the great rifts of all
terrible.
Time.
No smell of her apartment, but it is very close to a fire station. And those 3 a.m. sirens are a bit much, I would have thought.
Right, so why don't you make a complaint?
They're going out.
He's having whinge now. Yeah. When his girlfriend's apartment's on fire.
That's right.
You'll do it. So what's happening with you? So you're planning to move in because I think, is there a development at home
There's
for you?
I've been given my 14 months notice. I've got to get out.
From who?
What?
From mum and dad. So the house is getting touched up and within the next 14 months, they will sell.
They've got to sell their house.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is to get rid of you.
It
there is nothing
like
surer.
100%.
This is, they've tried everything and they'll go, I'll bet you they use this phrase. We're thinking of downsizing.
There's a bit of that. And there was the phrase, there will be room for you if you want it, but we just wanted to let you know to give you time.
That's not an invitation.
I don't know. Yeah.
You're not welcome back.
I kind of would like to be like, I'm in a family of 3 kids. I wouldn't mind just mum, dad and me rocking it out in a small little apartment, get on the pinos.
Doing my head in.
Wouldn't have thought so. All right, any other news or business for the team meet?
Hi, I'm going to step in here.
Oh, Whitney.
All right. There was two birthdays whilst we were on break.
Oh, okay.
Yourself, happy birthday
happy
for yesterday.
Birthday.
Where's the fuss we made over Dave?
Yes, that's what I'm getting at.
Dave,
I knew this would happen.
Where's mine?
And it was also James's birthday,
happy birthday.
At the start of the break. So happy birthday to both of you.
Something special for James.
Oh, wouldn't mind.
Where's my thing?
Okay, well, I knew you'd say that. Yes. So we've had a poster made for you.
A poster?
Like we got made for Dange.
Oh,
what do you think?
Read it out.
What does that say?
Read it out. Read it out.
Dangerous Dave's birthday bash for producer James and McMillan. Someone will get sacked over that.
Well done, Abby.
I dare you to put that up.
Let's do it.
We're going
to
decorate this studio.
Do the
I've
last
also got
thing
you
ever
both.
Do at Triple M.
You both get a present.
Oh. But they look the same.
They are. You guys get a joint birthday.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is the worst.
Come on.
Why are these the same?
Well,
I'm the guy.
You got a vagina candle last year. That was the top.
Oh, here we go.
Oh!
Did you just...
Okay.
What just happened? What kind of reaction was that? What the hell just happened?
It's quite a surprise.
Wow.
It's lovely.
I can't recover from that
It's lovely.
Noise.
I'm looking. I'm guessing mine's the same. Yeah. It's lovely if you're a fully fledged nerd.
What is
that's
it?
Cool. So it's star name certificate. We've got stars. Is it named after?
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
Yes, you each have a star named after you.
Wow.
That's incredible.
What's mine called?
Yours is called Mystique.
Why couldn't mine be called Mickey?
I don't know. That was Jay's idea. And then.
Oh, mine's called Nerd Alert.
Nerd
alert! Nerd alert!
So I've got a star.
You've got a star.
Can I just say this? No one ever go near the star named Mystique. There's stuff going on there that you do not want to know. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
You can put yours on your bedroom wall.
Next to the prefect pocket.
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
It's Malloy, Triple M.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy. Verily Meadows Sports Wrap.
Hi, Des. How are you?
It's great to be here. And
welcome.
I just wanted to say happy birthday for yesterday.
Thank you.
I bought a cake for James. And I thought I'd bring it into the studio.
What a bitch.
For you.
Now,
so,
what are you?
Happy birthday, Mickey and James.
Have a look at that cake.
And James?
Oh, well, this is James' reaction.
Oh,
here we go.
Ooh.
That's lovely.
Cherry ripe. There
Look
you
at
go.
That. That's unreal.
So I make a wish?
Make a wish.
I'll cut it and I'll make a wish.
Mm.
No, Dave's.
How dare you?
I'm right
not
in
working.
Front of you.
Hey, what a golden time to be camped in front of the TV watching sport all around the world. We haven't even got to the Olympics yet, but so much going on. Let's unpack a couple briefly. Firstly, Euros. Asante will be coming on in a second. How to talk us through it. Mm. England, what a bunch of losers. It was inevitable that they were going to be let down at the final.
It was
knocked, don't you think? I love England. I love the way they play, yeah. And I like watching them, and I actually barrack for them, but I just knew this was going to occur.
It was supposed to be coming home, and as the Italian players screamed into the camera at the end, so humbly, it's coming Rome. it went 1-1 after 120 minutes. Luke Shaw scored in the opening couple of minutes, but of course it went to penalties, and they lost 3-2. Lygon Street in Melbourne went absolutely bonkers. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands. TV reporters were lost. They're still missing.
They know how to celebrate.
Yeah, so
there's just no one enjoys it more or lets go of the side of the pool when it comes to celebrating than the Italians.
But how do we feel about the fact that it's ended by penalties and the heartbreak of a teenager having his penalty saved in soccer? Like, that is just so much pressure.
I can't see that dogging him for...
No.
For the rest of his life.
I can see everyone fixating on that for a while. It is the most brutal way to decide a sporting contest. There is. No pressure on the goalie, I reckon, because you go, if you save something, it's a bonus, but you're not expected to. But I tell you what, miss shooting for a goal, and that could... be on your permanent record forever.
Right now, we've got another series going on right in the NBA finals. Mm. Now, throughout the playoffs and the finals, they've got best of seven. Yeah. So they've got all these, dozens of games. And yet in the Euros, you've got one game and it's decided by a bloke maybe missing.
That's right. right at the end.
It's right extremes of world sport, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. And there's something about the way that game is calibrated that both fans, you can see both sets of fans, they cut to them and they're white and they're about to have a wig out, like mental condition. It's a very tense game and exercise, especially when you've invented the games that you can't win at. I'm talking cricket, I'm talking soccer, I'm talking all the rest. Let's move on to one that a great victory for Australia. Let's talk about Wimbledon. Let's talk about Ash Barty. What did you make of it?
I just feel like this is the win that Australia needed right now. A humble champion, world number one, gets the job done, fights her way back through this match, ends up beating Pliskova in three, and just beautiful moments of emotion at the end of the game. And I feel like everyone on their couches in the early hours of the morning or late hours in Western Australia were tears themselves watching this moment. And the pure elation, but relief, excitement, all of it that she had, and the fact that she was wearing the dress that Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley wore 50 years ago.
Tell me about the relationship. Why is this? What's their bond?
Well,
as
Ash actually said earlier today, we have connection through land, we have connection through friendship, and now we have connection through being Wimbledon champion. Champs. It's a pretty good way to form a connection. I think we've got some of Ash Barty now.
The dream comes true. Australia's Ash Barty is Wimbledon champion.
It took me a long time to dare to dream it and say I wanted to win this incredible tournament, and being able to live out my dream right now with everyone here, this has made it better than I ever could have imagined. I hope I made Yvonne proud.
Oh, you do. So that's the moment. I think every Australian just started crying, going, "Oh, stop it, Ash!" But from one kind of champion like that, though, to the men's, This is the beauty of the Euros, the NBA Finals, Ash Barty. No one's talking about Novak Djokovic.
Even
though he has equaled 20 Grand Slams with Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal by beating Matteo Berrettini. Now,
do you put him in the same league as those two?
Well, do you know who does? Not only does he put himself in the same league, he thinks he's at the top of it.
Interesting.
Okay. I consider myself best, and I believe that I am the best. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking confidently about, winning slams and making history.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Humble.
Did he cause some furor at a press conference the other day because someone said, "How do you feel being the bad boy of tennis?" He goes, "I'm not the bad boy." And virtually stormed out.
It sits really uncomfortably with him. Just to put this in perspective, though, since Federer won his first slam in 2003, Nadal, Federer and Djokovic have won 60 out of 72 slams.
Unbelievable.
I feel like we should just forget those blokes and start celebrating the other ones.
Yeah, that's right.
Like the statistical anomalies of Stan Wawrinka and Andy Murray, they're the ones that we should really be championing.
Through the net. And just quickly, we've got to go to a break. We'll come back with more sport. But Barty goes to Japan, is that right? So she'll be in the mix for the gold medal.
Yeah.
That would be a great year for her.
Oh, wouldn't it be phenomenal?
Fantastic. All right, hang about, Nez. We'll be back with more. We want to get to Conor McGregor.
Yeah. This is Malloy.
It is. Coming up, Santo Chilaro is going to join us on Malloy, and in studio right now is with us is Neroli Meadows with our sports radio.
This is your first show, is it?
Yeah, rusty. I've been away for a week. I'm
a bit rusty, are you?
It's a bit to get back behind the wheel.
He's been celebrating James's birthday. So he's been a little bit distracted.
Happy birthday, James.
Yeah, well done. 25.
Enjoy it. He'll be washed up by the time he's 27. His best years are behind him.
When he's finally kicked out of his parents' house.
They're moving house to get. They probably won't even tell him where they move. I reckon it'll be like a witness protection scheme.
Off I moved at 17 and he's still living with his parents.
Yeah, I was 19. Well, you moved out at 17?
At 17.
Mm. As you were, what, you a runaway or something?
That's pretty young.
What did you do?
17's young.
I just turned 17 too.
Wow.
Yeah.
I moved out the day I was 18 to see.
You're right.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. haven't been home since. Just wouldn't know. Hey, we can't leave without covering Conor McGregor, Is he cooked? Are we done? Is it put a fork in Conor McGregor time after the defeat on the weekend?
Well, that was certainly the discussion, wasn't it? After a brutal breaking of the leg, it was really nasty stuff. Sort of tried to stand on it, collapsed underneath him. Yeah. It was squeamy to watch. But he's had surgery today. He's come out. He's declared, I'm going to be back in a few weeks. Wow. It all went well. Everything is going good. 6 weeks on crutches and we'll be back. And he reiterated that he felt it was an illegitimate win to Dustin Poirier, who beat him for the second time this year. Of course, it was the broken leg that ended the fight. But, Mickey, do you know what I love about UFC, and I think what everyone loves, is the humility of the fighters? Let's take a listen.
This guy's a dirtbag, man.
The ground and pound was very effective.
And everybody booing, you can kiss my whole
Your wife is in me, D.
So they take it well.
So they take it well. And while that bit with Conor McGregor, highly inappropriate, was sitting on the ground because he had his broken leg whilst being interviewed, sitting on the ground of the ring, and his coach has actually come out and said it was highly inappropriate to interview him in the first place. You can't hold him accountable for anything that he said at that time. Well, I think he's still an adult.
It's a colourful career full of many highlight chapters. He's rich as sin. He's one of the great entrepreneur stroke promoters. He's not. He's not a fool. He knows how to present himself. He's got every kind of business venture. He runs tens of millions. He knows how to keep himself in the papers and in there. And he doesn't want to. I don't think he wants to give this up. I think he needs the currency.
Even though he's lost three out of his past four, so
Australia hasn't won in a long time. Hey, all right, let's keep going. What about the NBA Finals? The Bucks and Jay, of course, his own Phoenix Suns. He's starting to get a bit nervous. Can they win?
Yes, Phoenix Suns for me. Thank you very much.
So Mickey, you're a fan as well.
So my brother is a lifelong supporter of the Phoenix Suns, and so because of that, I've always gone for them. But I will admit, I'll put my hand up, I've jumped onto the Aussies when the Phoenix Suns were never in the playoffs. But we won the opening. I'm going to go with we. Yeah. Won the opening two games. Went to the Bucks today. Went down by 20 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo has been phenomenal yet again. 41 points.
He's playing. He's the
13 rebounds.
It's incredible his recovery.
He totally hyperextended his knee and it basically was only out for a week, has played all this final series so far, back-to-back 40-plus games. He is getting it done for the Bucks. So it won't be a sweep, but they'll still lose, Mickey.
Before we go, I want to talk about the Olympics. It's only a couple of weeks away. No one in the crowds. It feels so weird. It's not the right year. The athletes are arriving. There's just not the normal build-up. But the big story while we were away was this, is that Sha'Carri Richardson, who is the fastest woman in the world, is that fair, who's out because she tested positive for marijuana, which I would have thought was not performance enhancing.
I would have thought
maybe she should get a 10-meter head start.
Right.
If you test positive for marijuana, it was a 1-month ban. It meant she couldn't race in the 100-meter final, but she was eligible, was she not, for the relay? But
for the relay.
What's happened?
Yeah, so she won the 100-meter race at the US Track and Field Trials in Oregon last month.
Yeah.
And as you say, favourite to get a medal in Tokyo, 30-day ban. But that result also becomes null and void as well. But as you say, in the relay, but that's not going to happen either. But when you were hearing her talk, she was really just saying she was focused on recovering from the disappointment of everything rather than focusing necessarily on being in that relay. But they also talk about, WADA talks about the violation of the spirit of sport, which is sort of what they're coming in for here. But for those who haven't followed it, this was, she said her reason at the time, she put her hand up, her reason at the time was that, she found out about the loss of her biological mother by a reporter, and she was feeling really stressed and anxious about that. So she put her hand up, but wasn't performance enhancing, as you say, and all those sort of things. And there has certainly been a huge backlash to it and whether or not the rules need to be updated.
I think it does.
Especially when the Olympics right now, people are talking about, we're talking about, you know, bringing the sport into different areas and perhaps the well-being of athletes into question when we've got a huge event in the middle of a pandemic. They sort of see that doesn't really align.
So the NBA athletes are allowed to, correct me if I'm wrong, but they've got no laws against marijuana. How are they going to go In the Olympics, because they're Olympic athletes. And I'm guessing, so what, do they have to be tested or do they have to, what happens there?
I don't know about that, but they'll each have different regulations, but also WADA, I think, overrules all of them.
What's incredible is she's a great personality. Mm. She's a gifted athlete. She would have been a draw card. She could have been the face of the track and field. Yep. This is Olympics. She's a dynamic, a bit of a flojo in the way she gets going. But she's quotable, she's brilliant, she's a head turner, and she's not going to go. I think it's have shot themselves in the foot there. All right, anything else before you go?
Well, anything
about the Tigers?
Hang on, can we just talk about who's in the eight, please?
Right.
Sorry, Tigers not in the eight. Fremantle.
See ya.
Are Fremantle in the eight, Mickey?
I don't know.
Ordinarily speaking, by the way, is a podcast with Nerily.
Happy birthday, James.
Who's on this week?
It's mid-year's break, apparently. All right, this is Malloy. Song Whisperer coming up.
This is Malloy.
It's Santo Chilaro who's going to join us in the next few minutes. Talk Euro. He's been up all night. A proud Italian, Australian. He'll be joining us in the next few minutes here on Malloy.
We cannot wait. Just before the Song Whisperer, Jay, we were talking about the NBA players and they're not marijuana is okay in the NBA.
Yes.
How does it affect them playing for America at the Olympics?
The NBA has not tested NBA players since March 2020 for marijuana use.
Yep.
19 states in America have legal recreational marijuana usage. And what they said is that if you're going to represent Team USA, you are subject to marijuana testing as soon as you are chosen for the team.
So that's because WADA is the ranking official when it comes to this.
So they are now subject to all the testing, performance-enhancing drugs.
Who's it going to knock out? So it's going to knock out a couple of them, is it?
No, I think they'll all be their best behavior.
Durant in trouble?
Right. Got beat by Nigeria the other day. Team USA in an exhibition match.
Well, it's a national disgrace.
No, they'll pull it together.
You'll be right. Hey, let's do it, Dave.
With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Jay Farley.
She's had enough of juvenile idiots with commitment issues. She's moving on from the casual hookups and the blatant objectification. She's hitting the road and in search of a new, a more mature, more stable connection. She wants more. She deserves more. She's going to get more.
Is it Tony Basil? Mickey.
It is not.
Yeah, no, that's what you want from a mature relationship.
Yeah, that's right. Sadly, no.
Man, what have you got?
Well, you said a lot of mores in there. I'm thinking like, surprise, more.
That is not Billy Idol. Most tenuous link.
That's all I can think of. I told you, I'm
ever
hopeless.
Come up with.
I'm hopeless at it.
All right, 133.53. Getting
for the drive home. This is Malloy. Time to gather back around your wireless, people. Here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
Got to be a cracker, people. Santo Chilaro joins us momentarily. He's going to talk Euros. It's have you been paying attention tonight? Of course, which is shooting the lights out. And dare say you'll probably bring up the footy.
He's a pie supporter, isn't he? And you're a rich man.
Yeah, all right, Dave. No need to be a dick.
I just thought I'd
We'll take your tweets. So much to get through. I believe there's some more birthday messages. For me or James, who are they for?
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
They've been sent into the show.
James has cut my lunch with this. He's an underling. He's like the least most important person on the show.
He's sitting just there and he can hear you.
Yeah, but if you had to get rid of someone, it would be James.
If I were James and Mom and Dad said you got 14 months to get out, you know what I'd do? Never go back.
What do you mean?
Leave the house today, I'm gone. You want me out in 14 months? How about now?
Is that an overreaction?
How about now? No.
I'm not sure that would punish them. I'm sure they'd go with it. Hey, you can't move in with me. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you got plenty of spare rooms at your place. Not a bad idea.
We were talking about cavoodles. We go, who would have a cavoodle? James, I've got two.
One's dead.
That's not funny.
He said that. I've got two. Oh, one died. You don't have two. You've got one.
That's true.
Hey, Song Whisperer.
Yes.
Did you play it?
I have played it.
I'm going to play it again.
Oh, my God.
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Give us the synopsis, please.
You bet. She's had enough of juvenile idiots with commitment issues. She's moving on from the casual hookups and the blatant objectification. She's hitting the road and in search of a new, a more mature, more stable connection. She wants more. She deserves more. She is going to get more.
If it kills her. Brad's on the line. Brad, what do you think the song is?
To Her Door, Mate, Paul Kelly.
Great song.
It's a good song.
Really hits home. Gets you right where it hurts. Song Whisperer?
Not correct.
Not correct?
Not.
In the ballpark? Near? Duke him, Dave.
A case of Brick Lane Draft on its way for you there, Brad. Appreciate you ringing, mate.
The Draft, a mighty fine drop. So get it all down, Murphy's. Yeah. It is a ripper. Michael's on the line. Michael?
Hello, gang. Happy birthday, James.
You've just done yourself out of every possible
prize. You've already got a case of Brick Lane ahead of your guests.
This station. Laughed up, Michael. Are you a prankster? What's your guess, mate? What's your guess?
I think it's Cake, The Distance.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Great song. It's a great song. It's an absolute ripper. And let's hope he doesn't win.
He's not going to because it's not good.
He doesn't win and doesn't get a case.
Yes, he does. I've already rewarded that at the start. So well done, Michael. Enjoy the draft, courtesy of Malloy.
Thank you, guys.
Brick Lane, that is.
Yeah.
Kathy.
Yes.
Hi, Kathy.
Happy birthday, Mick.
Thank you, Kathy. Case of Brick Lane for Kathy. right off the bat, Kathy, do you think you know what you're doing?
I do.
What is it? What's the song?
Boys in Town, The Divinyl.
Why do you say that, Kathy?
Oh, they've heard of matrimony. They don't know about it. She wants to get out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Well, so on that sake, it's on point.
Mm. Kathy is on point. She's correct.
Kathy's correct.
You got it.
Well done,
Kathy.
Plus, on top of your Brick Lane draft, you've got Neverland Store, which is the home of Australian streetwear. Shop in store online, neverlandstore.com.au. You got yourself $200 to go shopping on us, Kathy.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks so much. All right, here is Divinyls now. It is Boys in Town. Thanks to the Song Whisperer. This is Malloy on Triple M.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy on Triple M.
Hey, yeah, another birthday message for you, Mickey.
Hello, it's Dave O'Neill.
And Glenn Robbins.
And happy birthday, James.
Happy who?
You know, the young guy, Malloy, with the glasses. You know, the young... I thought he was work experience. Apparently he's an employee.
Don't know him.
You know, the young guy with the glasses, he sits outside the glass.
Oh, yeah. We don't meet eyes. And I just walk past and he... If I've got a tight pair of jeans on, his eyes sort of linger a bit.
Well, happy birthday, James. We're giving you a voucher for the Tender Touch Massage Parlour.
Yeah, just say you know Glenn and Dave and a special treat for you.
And also, happy birthday, Mick Malloy.
Oh, Mick.
Will he be 60? I think
he's
60.
Mid-60s. Yeah.
Anyway, we've also got you a voucher for the Tender Touch.
Yeah, well, he's got a gold pass, so he doesn't really need one.
Yeah, happy birthday, guys.
Good on you.
Oh, that's sweet.
I'll sue both of them.
No, really nice.
I'll sue both of them. But my birthday is not getting much love. Yours we pulled out all stops for yours. Well, Glenn Robbins was talking about your birthday on Have You Been Paying Attention? On tonight, by the way.
I know.
He was on last week, I think it was.
Yeah, I know.
This is not the links we went to for your stupid birthday.
And you made an appearance on Mick Malloy's Triple M radio show. A rather disturbing image has come our way. What's going on there, Glenn?
Dangerous Dave, who is the co-host with Mick, turned 50, and they asked me to do the Naked Cowboy, which is the guitar player. And I just went, yes, it's only radio, no one's going to know. Of course, I turned up, there was a pair of underpants and a pair of boots and put them on. And it all went well. Then Mick got a little bit handsy. And my lawyers are speaking. And the show will be shut down fairly soon.
Oh, well, on you, Glenn.
Yeah, well.
Call me a co-host too, I noticed.
Oh, well, you're not a co-host. You're not on the poster. And you never will be. That's it. So that
another birthday message, Mick.
What?
Let's a friend of the show, Limo.
Well, a very special happy birthday to one of the great men, one of the superstars of Australian radio and entertainment, one of the best blokes, and it's always nice to be to send some birthday wishes on these special occasions. So, James Blake, happy birthday. Enjoy the celebrations appropriately. Hey? Oh, Mickey, happy birthday. This weekend? You too. Happy birthday, mate.
real sort of theme running.
Couldn't you get any bigger names? Is that, was that
no, we've had Limo, we've had Dave Glenn.
And Dave O'Neill.
Adam Rosenbarks as well.
I'll make a big thing about James. James got a present before. Did you clock his reaction when he opened his present? I'll just point. This is the type of thing I have to deal with on a daily basis.
Have a listen. Oh, here we go.
Oh!
Santo Chilaro's going to join us next.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
For a fantastic start here. Shaw! His first goal for England. Fizzed in low, a flick on. And it's forced in the end by Leo Bonucci, and Italy are level. Here goes Bonucci, a little shuffle, and there's no stopping that. Rashford is ready. Oh, he's missed it. Italy. Still has to score, of course. And now Italy win. They're European champions for only the second time.
Wow, there I is. Get nervous and anxious even listening to the replay. Santo Chilaro joins us, Santo.
Congratulations. Hey, guys. Wow.
Hey, what a night. Talk us through it.
Well, the night started very early on when Collingwood played Richmond. Do you know any Richmond supporters, Mick, in the AFL, for those who don't follow the
AFL?
You're going
to sidebar the Euros Collingwood-Richmond.
Let's return to it.
All right.
I wanted to see, and then I watched Berrettini and Djokovic in the final, and Berrettini took the first set, and I thought, oh, my God, this could be a trifecta this morning. It didn't happen, but then I woke up really early, and again, I don't even drink coffee. Right. I'm a lapsed Italian, and I even had a coffee before I normally have my coffee this morning, so I was going to watch it with my dad, but my dad at 92 is now saying, no, I quite like this Optus thing, when you just wake up and watch it in your eyes. I'm going to keep my phone off, and I go, you don't have a phone, you don't have a mobile, and he said, no, the landline, take that off the hook.
I like to mention it all, because it's one of my favourite stories, but you've travelled the world with your dad. Watching football, and I still, was it Japan?
Japan and Korea we went to.
Please tell me about your hotel room.
Oh, mate, that was fantastic. That was when I took it was my dream to take my dad to a World Cup, because he grew me up, taking me to the soccer every week. And so we got team-specific tickets to see all the matches that Italy, was going to play. And the day before we arrived, Italy was knocked out in a shock by South Korea, by a referee which has now been discredited. Right, he's now been a crook. And so we went and saw all the games that Italy would have played in.
Yes.
Anyway, we ended up in this tiny town in South Korea, and there was absolutely no accommodation there. So we topped and tailed in a heart shaped bed in a brothel. It was a brothel. I'm telling you, when we had to say to someone said, what floor are you on? We had to say, I don't know, but it's all pirates. We're on the pirate floor. Everything was
there mirrors on the ceiling, I think.
Well, my dad couldn't believe it. He's going, there's so many mirrors. You can actually look at the soccer through that mirror into that mirror. And you can see it the right way around.
All right, so he had interest. Yeah. We couldn't get up to watch this. So, you talk us through it. So just I haven't watched it yet, so I've still got it.
But know the result.
I know the result. Yeah, yeah. But here was my tip yesterday. I said, because I know the Italians and I know what they're like.
This is racial stereotype.
I said, Italy are going to win this, and I'll tell you one of two ways. Mm-hmm. They'll play defensive all game, mm-hmm. and then in the last 10 minutes, someone's going to belly flop in the square. And that's one. The other one, penalties. Because they're canny, they're good at it. They've been to the big show a number of times with that. And
well, you're wrong on almost everything except for the penalties. Because if anything, England have been criticised because they got a fortuitous penalty in their semi-final. They were considered to have dived, and they never went to VAR on that either. So that was questionable. They went ahead within 2 minutes with a fantastic goal by Shaw.
Yes.
So therefore, Italy couldn't sit back. They actually had to come forward. They had to go for it. Yep. And they worked themselves back into the game because they were being completely outclassed at the start.
Yep.
And they just worked harder, and they deserved their goal. And they probably deserved to win. But, as you say, penalties are so cruel. And the poor kid that missed, 19 years old, he was almost a work experience. He hadn't even been on the ground that long, and to take that penalty was so difficult, so difficult.
But the English will see the funny side. That's not going to dog him
it's
for coming a while.
Home. Exactly. they haven't won anything since 1966. So there's not as if there was a weight of a nation on him.
No pressure. Do you feel any sympathy when you see those? So again, this morning I get up, I'm watching the news, and they're coming from Lygon Street. to English camps, and it's just starkness of sheer jubilation and utter just defeat.
It is devastating because there was a lot of there was a genuine burden, and it looked like a really good English side. I really fancied them. I thought that they'd go all the way. I thought Italy had run their race maybe about a game or two ago because sort of slightly older legs, and also they don't have any star players, which the English do.
Yep.
So there was a bit of expectation, but I'm happy.
Do you know who I blame? Prince George.
Oh, Prince
George. No, yeah.
Stop. Little Nazi. He is no good. Arrogance.
He went to his first match. It was England versus Germany. I believe the royal family had a foot in both camps in that one there.
They didn't know who to
barrack for. But I've got to tell you, it's so weird because today I actually was, you know, have been working today. So I was actually at a television studio doing editing. So I literally watched the 90 minutes at home. Then, you know, driving in the car, I was watching Extra Time. And then in an edit suite watching penalties. And then had to walk to the office after. And I don't even drink coffee. And I've been stopped by three different Italian cafes to, hey, have a coffee on us. And man. I didn't say that.
Yeah. No one celebrates like the Italians. Yeah. They'll be going off in Italian centres. Congratulations. When was the last time they won Euro? That's a long time,
1968.
Too.
Oh, yes. 1968. This is only their second time.
All right. Can you hang about? Have you been paying attention tonight?
Yeah, and it's also, we should probably also talk about Collingwood Richmond. So I'd love to hang around.
Come back. It's Malloy on Triple M. For the drive home, this is Malloy. Have you been paying attention tonight, 9 p.m. on Channel 10? And we spoke about it before. He's been in the edit suite, been very busy today. Santel Chalara, part of that show. Ed Cavalli, Hayley Sproul, Pete Hellier.
Sproul.
We say Sproul, you say Sproul. That's okay.
Interesting. Right.
I should get
that
Peter right. Hellier or Hellier?
Hellier. And it's Peter Hellier.
And Melanie Bracewell, she's a New Zealander. So she's related to a New Zealand cricketer.
Yeah, her father and uncles were the Bracewells.
Unbelievable.
No kidding.
Yeah. That is a fine sporting pedigree.
And
who?
Sam Payne.
Oh, by the way, good on you for sitting in for me. You and Sam Payne, the old tea back together.
Yeah, that was good fun.
Laying the boots in over the fall of the Tiger Empire.
Well, I know you asked me to fill in. They asked me, when did Mick ask you to fill in? And I said, I can tell you exactly. It was the 27-minute mark of the last quarter against the Suns.
And what happened? Ring,
oh, I've got a bit of a tummy ache, Santo. I don't think I can make it next week. Do you think you could fill in for me? What you don't know is actually
I've got
after,
some audio
after
from
yes.
last week's show, by
have
the way.
You?
From
you?
The front bar. You want to take a listen? Yeah.
Richmond fans need to know that the Richmond to Marvel travel bubble is open.
It's only 5 kilometres away from the MCG and they didn't want to turn
in,
up there.
In relative comfort and if you just look at your running sheet, your neck centre.
Am I? Is that right? Is that what Mick does? Is that what Mick does?
It's like Mick's actually here.
Oh, very good.
I did that on purpose.
Now, what about Collingwood? So, did you see that coming?
Well, it was going to. This was going
to
be the perfect.
You're going to have to keep the coach now.
We have to.
The caretaker coach.
I know you guys have offered us yours, so, but we don't need him. It was pretty amazing, Mick, because for all the people who are listening outside of Victoria, it's our AFL teams.
Yep.
I'm a Collingwood supporter. I'm a mad pie. So it was a big weekend for me because Collingwood was playing Richmond,
which
they won, and then Italy beat England. Yeah. And in between, Berrettini was playing against Djokovic. I was hoping for the trifecta there. But I've got to tell you, it was so weird yesterday. When was it? Watching Collingwood because again I was working that afternoon and I had it on in the background and literally I gave it away at about 3/4 time. You guys were
sick. Looked like business as usual there for a while, didn't it?
And then by the time I got home, my son's going, "Hey, Dad, they're making a bit of a comeback. I've seen this before. Right. It's not going to." You know, I know you haven't seen the game yet, Mick. I shouldn't spoil the end. But I'd watch. I'd get out there, get a drink for yourself, a bowl of cashews, and just enjoy it.
You know what I'm going to do? Get out the 1980 grand final, Richmond Collingwood. So dust off my VHS. Blow the dust.
Let it go.
Off that cover. If it is the fall of an empire, so be it. I've had a great ride. Time for someone else to have a tip. Hey, before we go, Jonathan Coleman, sad passing of Jonathan Coleman.
It's really sad. Our condolences to Margot and the kids.
Yeah, that's right. And you knew him, I knew him, but not as well as you. But he was a great bloke, and he liked this show, and he always used to text and be part of it.
He was a real enthusiast, and in fact, he came to these very studios. I mean, not this building itself, but he was a Triple M.
Yeah.
When before you joined the Brekkie Show, Mick.
Yes.
D-Generation was at Triple M. we came in and we were working with, it was Jono and Dano and the D Generation.
Yeah.
And then I think Jono went off to England or something like that. So
that's
he went
right,
off,
became a huge
Dano,
broadcaster, and then, breakfast radio broadcaster.
Yeah. And so we worked with him for many years. And right up until, you know, like, I think he used to come on Have You Been Paying Attention? He was a special guest quizmaster a few times. So, yeah, it's gone far too young. But as you said, a real enthusiast and got behind everybody. Never, you know, just not a bad bone in his body.
I remember when we were at Channel 7, I think it was the Degenocide.
Oh,
when we were doing those specials and Jonathan Coleman was there. My favorite story was he was driving from the airport one day and he crashed his car. Not badly. His car. So the first thing he did was ring Channel 7 publicity and got about to take a photo of him pointing at the car.
That's hilarious.
He loved a bit of that. He was the thorough professional and always on the lookout.
And king of the point.
He was the inventor.
He was the inventor of the point. Anytime you took a picture, you got a point. If you're a funny man of television, point.
Hey, tonight looks like an absolute cracker, Sando. Have you been paying attention? When am I back?
I don't know.
We're only on a couple of weeks ago, though. I mean,
I'm sorry, you're always welcome.
You're always welcome. Whenever someone's
Tommy doesn't like.
Whenever someone pulls out in the last 15 minutes, you're always welcome to come on.
Good on you, Santo. I'm going home to watch the Italians go about their business.
And I'm going home to sleep.
All right. Good on you.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Thanks to Crown Forklifts. There's nothing like a Crown Forklift for picking it up and
play it, Dave. Play it. I want to hear it.
There is nothing like a Crown for picking it up. And putting it
Welcome back to an old friend.
It is great to have our good friends at Crown Forklifts back on deck. One of my favourite partnerships.
I think so too.
Because I'm a huge fan of their work.
Well,
and when it comes to forklifts, these guys are the best in the business, bar bloody none. This is the mob you want to get involved with, whatever you're looking for.
Yeah. What about an electric counterbalance forklift? If you're in the market for one of those, they can help
What's
you.
That? Explain that to me.
Well, that's very well counterbalanced, so they're not going to tip over.
Forklift that has an 1,800 kilogram capacity, which is, I believe, and I think you've put this to the test, 2,571 bottles of Fireball.
Oh, man. That's
there's a big night.
That's a big... putting up and putting
Imagine
down.
Seeing you leaving in the car park for a weekend in the forklift.
Speaking of which, it
could pick you and the gets up.
Probably could.
I'm not saying probably. I'm telling you, it could.
Oh, well, we'll get one in and we'll have a look.
And
we'll
I'll drive you home.
Oh.
How good are these guys? I love their work. I always have.
Well, there's no risk worries with them because they have the biggest warranty and guarantee going around a forklift. So you buy a forklift, you don't have to worry if it's going to break down because it won't.
Yeah.
And you've got the warranty to back it as well.
And distributes quality battery, electric, diesel, and gas forklifts. Take your pick.
That's it.
Get behind the wheel and enjoy the cushiest ride in forklifts. I love these.
I want to get a forklift license. I don't know whether you need a license for it, but I think I might go and get one.
Why don't we ring Crown and organise it? You could take one for a test drive.
I could do that.
We could go
in a warehouse somewhere.
Pick up some girls.
Do some donuts.
Drive by.
Probably not.
For the ladies, anyone care to... Join me in the
forklift. I'm sure women across Australia love a guy who drives a forklift.
Well, you cannot miss.
You're driving
as
a forklift. Oh, mate.
Gentlemen, behind the wheel, hard hats on. Bang! We're on. Welcome aboard, Crown. Looking forward to talking you up.
Crown.com. Shall I play it again?
Yeah. Nice.
There is nothing. Well done, Crown.
I put this on in the bedroom.
Picking it up and putting it down.
It's Malloy on Triple M.
This is Malloy.
That's it for our Monday, Malloy. Welcome back and happy birthday again to you, Mickey, for yesterday.
Yes,
many
it's
happy
a
returns.
Special day. I don't feel we quite made enough of
it. Well, we've got plenty of birthday messages. In fact, there's another one just come through from a friend of the show. Let's take a listen.
G'day, Adam Rosenmarks here. Just wanted to wish a happy birthday to one of the legends of the industry. Have a great day, James.
Okay, this is really tiresome and heads will roll.
You both had birthdays on the break, so...
Is that the biggest name you could get, by the way, was it?
Come on, he's Rosenbach. He's one of your best mates, so it's lovely to hear from Rosie. He's awesome. Hey, have you
missed my star? How do I find my star?
Jay, well, how do you get the star? What's the process? Because it's a big galaxy out there.
It sure is.
Oh, well said. Oh, the
Carl Sagan here on the panel.
All right, yeah. What's happening? Yeah. Where is it?
I don't know exactly where it is, but we do
is
have
it a
map.
Big one.
There's a map.
Oh, it's a big one.
What about a black hole? Can you get a black hole named after you?
I suggested that we should get like a gas giant. A gas giant would have been a good one.
A gassy giant would be fitting. Yeah. So, who's on the show tomorrow?
All right, tomorrow, Ross Noble is going to be in studio with us, so things will probably go off the rails. All right. He's always great. That'll be Tuesday's Malloy. Tune in tomorrow again for the show.
This has been the Malloy Tribe Show podcast, and there's nothing like a Crown forklift for picking it up and putting it down. They're never far away from where you are in cities, suburbs and country towns across Australia with guaranteed reliability and superior quality. Check them out at crown.com or call 131 604.